Hello?
Oh, hi, Clarence. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
How you doing, ma'am?
Good, good. I was just returning your call. What can I do for you?
Yes. I know we talked, and you said I had a square, I think, that account away before the 9th, and it looks like we missed that.
Yes. So... Were you wanting to just pay the past due balance and cancel still, or do you want to keep the account active?
That's why I kind of wanted to, talk to you, because I know the past 2 days I started getting some Google leads in. Not Google leads, but, I don't think the leads were from Google, but it was from Google / leads came in. I think even one from Houston. And she said that she saw us, when she looked up, she saw us in Houston. So I'm like, okay, I like that result if we're getting picked up in Houston. What I would like to do, because I know you said you could mention something and you could have pushed the amount due, but now it's two amounts, correct?
Well, I think you just had, if you wanted to reinstate this, what I'll do is I'll collect the 129 that's past due, and then I'll push the next billing out 30 days. So I won't charge you two payments. I'll just do the one. And that means you'll be paid in full all the way until December 9th.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I know you and I also discussed canceling the program and just keeping the website for $29 monthly. But I think you still want the program where you're being found on Google because you got those calls from Google, right?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I still want to use my original website. That's what I want to lean towards.
Okay. So let me just see if I have it. If not, once we get the payment up to speed, we can remove our site and we can start promoting your site on everything. So yours is veteran-electrical.com, right?
Yes, but
okay.
That's a new, and that's the thing. At the end of the day, I only want to push. I don't want to have too many websites up and available. I want just one.
Yes.
You know, I think that's a problem is I have a Heath one that I'm going to have to eventually get removed. I have my original veteran-electrical.com. I think ultimately I had like four out there, and I want to get rid of those and just have my one.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like we're already promoting your site. You've probably made that revision before because I just checked the Google listing, and it's your site on there. So I'll make sure that we go on all the other destinations and make sure that the site that we're promoting is your veteran-electrical.com.
Okay, and I have, because one thing, I do have a question, because now when I go to veteran-electrical, it does bring up Heath, which is fine, you know, because I am out of Heath. Give me 1 second, ma'am, and I want to do it, you know, live time, and I just want to do, I'm going to say electrician near me.
Uh-huh.
Now, say if I, and I just did it right now, electrician near me, and I am nowhere, you know, I'm probably on number 20, and this is my ultimate issue, is if somebody looked me up directly, they're all, I just saw, I think we're number, this is the first time I looked, ma'am, and we're actually on this, so I want to know how far down we are. Give me 1 second. Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
Me just doing the electrician near me.
Mm-hmm.
I populated, but I'm like 34 down.
Okay. So you have to understand one thing, Clarence, is that your account went into suspension on the 9th of October, and this is the 9th of November. So Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as often as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day, okay? So when you acquire our services on a month-to-month basis, every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data, and that's how we ensure that you never fall off the first page. However, there have been no updates performed because when an account goes into a suspension, everything stays active, but they don't do any active programming on the accounts. So that's definitely, I'm even shocked that you're still finding yourself 34 down because there's been like a month of updates. I did just a basic search, electrical contractor, Heath, Texas. And miraculously, you're still coming up in a spotlight position, the second listing on the first page. So you're,
The issue I'm having is if you look up in Heath, I'm always come up in Heath. I come the first or second if you look up Heath. But just say you're in Rockwall, which, you know, Heath is in Rockwall. Most people just going to put electrician near me. If there's like 40, Heath, Forney, Rockwall are literally like 5 minutes apart. Well, we're in Rockwall, so, you know, but the county, you know, like if you go to, you know, 5 minutes in one direction, you could be in Forney. 5 minutes the other direction, you're out of Heath as in Rockwall. But the reason I do just the near me and I don't put Heath is because I wanted to kind of see where I populated. And majority of this year, I never did. Like, this is the first time I actually seen the company populate at all on this page, and even if we're 34 down, like I never made the top 10, like ever. That's one. I never made the top 20, and that's roughly two pages, and nobody's gonna go to the second page, let alone the third page. So being 34 is kind of still irrelevant because nobody's gonna go three pages into Google to find anything.
Right. So in order to ensure that you come up all the time in Rockwall, you have to have an address there. Not to say that we can't, you know, people may find you on occasion in Rockwall if they put an electrician near me once we do all of the algorithm updates, but that's why it's called the local map section of Google. Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page of the maps for Rockwall is to have an address there. Now, there's a couple of other programs that you could get on the front page in Rockwall and, you know, probably even get a lot better results, but they're going to, you know, cost you more money. And I don't know if you wanted me to maybe, you know, explain them or not, but there is, you know, some,
Oh, no, ma'am, which I understand because, you know, I've been kind of dealing with, you know, the Google listing company for, you know, roughly about 2 years. And the only reason I bring this up is I was with one and, you know, even when I got, you know, I think I spoke with Danny when I first switched over. Is the one thing only I switched over was, you know, y'all guys seemed like y'all had, you know, your customer service and y'all wasn't as expensive as another company I was using. But they were able to use my original website, and I know you guys said the website, the format was kind of old, and I you know that had to get updated. That's why y'all had to kind of make your own website, which, you know, I understood. But this company, you know, they used my original website. I mean, my address is the same, but I was coming up in, you know, far as not only Rockwall, I mean, across Dallas. Like, if I just did this with them, electrician near me, I was in that top three. You know, people were seeing me in Otterton, Houston, Austin, I mean, sometimes out of the state. And the address was the same.
But how much were you paying them, if you don't mind my asking?
Yeah. Like you were saying, I was paying like $1,500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what you just described as the top three is considered the Google AdWords or pay-per-click, right? So if you give a company like that $1,500 and let's say the pay-per-click rate is $5 a click, they can run those ads anywhere, Dallas, Houston, Fort Worth, Rockwell, anywhere you want. You're always going to come up. It's just that money will come out of that budget every time somebody clicks on it. And then once the budget runs out, you rotate off and someone else will rotate on. There's a brand new program, Clarence, from Google that I think you would absolutely love. It's not even available in every industry and area. That's how exclusive it is. But I just checked and it is available for your area. So I want to kind of let you know how it works. It's an exclusive lead program from Google. So have you ever tried those lead programs in the past where they sell the lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, right?
ATV, so with HomeAdvisor, Thumbtack, yes.
Yes. So you're running all over Tom Bidden on all this work and getting undercut by other companies. So what Google has done is they found a way to promote one business at a time in a guaranteed section where they guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. And what that means is, let's say that somewhere along the line you have a disgruntled client that you spent a lot of time and energy on, and for some reason they're still complaining about you and they want their money back. Google will actually intercede and they'll help them with that, and they'll do the refund through the insurance that they give. So with this Google Guaranteed program, it requires a little bit more background checking than just getting on the Google Maps, which you have now. So what you have to do is you have to pay a non-refundable $250 application fee, and that application usually takes anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks, okay? If you have any other employees that interface with clients, they also all have to pass the background check. If you have staff that's, you know, stays in the office and does paperwork or what have you, they don't have to do a background check. So it's just anybody that would interface with the customers, because Google is guaranteeing your work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have insurance and licensing and all that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you would qualify for this program for sure, and you have a driver's license and a social security number and all that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it might be a much better program, because we could run those leads for you in Rockwell or Houston or wherever you want. Now, the lead cost would be $24 a lead. Our minimum requirement would be 13 leads per month. So your monthly budget would be $313, but that monthly budget does not start until the background check is completed. So you could initially do, you know, the $250, the background check application fee, and then we get the application over there to you. We create a client interview for our specialist in the Google Guaranteed department to reach out to you. Now, you're in front of your computer right now, right?
Well, I have my phone.
Okay. It should be working on your phone, because I'm looking at it on a regular computer. But if you put electrician, Rockwell, Texas, let me see. I'm going to do it in my phone, too, and see if it pulls up.
Rockwell.
Okay. It's not showing on here. I'm going to screenshot this and send it to you in an email so that you can see it, because on the Google Guaranteed section, there's certain companies up here, Baker Brothers Electrical, Milestone Electric, Gardner Electrical, and they have a little green check mark next to their listing that says Google Guaranteed. So these other companies up there, they're the, that's how you get on that Google guaranteed section, is you have to do the background check. And it's a pay-per-lead service. But if somebody clicks on Veterans Electrical, for example, through the Google guaranteed section, they're only coming to you to inquire. So they're not going to, you know, send that lead to you and to like three other guys. It would come exclusively to you.
Oh, okay. And I do recall that, because I believe I had that before with this company, to be truthful with you. And but the problem was, because of, I had and I forget his name because I didn't get I think it was Perry.
Yes, Perry. You spoke with Perry. He works for us. He used to run the Google guaranteed department, but now we have another individual that does it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and Perry, so I had that before, but the crazy thing was, because I did it one time, and the kind of thing is, and my thing is why I kind of having reservations is,
yes,
say from people from the same company explain something to me, and it kind of explain it differently. Now, one may know more about it than the other, but the way Perry was explaining to me is somewhat how you were explaining to me. I had to pay like $333 or something like that, wherever it was. But when I was getting leads, I was getting billed that too. It wasn't seem like it wasn't coming from that $33. I was still getting billed that, so I paid those leads, and then a month's time, I got that bill, that $333 bill again. And I was asking Perry, like, Perry, why am I getting this bill? As far as my understanding, I'm getting sent bills for the leads, and I thought they were supposed to come with that original $333, you know, whatever it was. It was like $333, something like that.
$313 to be exact. $313. Yeah.
Oh.
So I see your billing on your LSA, your Google guaranteed leads. You were billed once on May 30th for the $313, and then on June 10th, you were billed $24, and that's just for one lead. So let's say that monthly budget includes 13 leads, right? But let's say you only took on one lead. What they'll do the next month is they'll just charge you for that one lead to kind of replenish the one that you took. That way you still always have that minimum budget with us. So they won't charge you the full $313 again the next month. Let's say you take on three leads, they'll charge you 3 times 24, and they're just replenishing the leads that you took, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So, but if it goes that way, the leads are never coming from that $313, right?
Yeah. Well, it looks to me like they did charge you for the 13 leads that you took in May, and then the $24 lead was just one to replenish. So maybe that was the 14th.
Receiving 13 leads.
Okay. Yeah, it could have been that $24 was to replenish for the 14th lead. I could look into it, but I'll tell you that they never charged you the $250 for the background check, which is actually surprising because I have your billing in front of me, and that was never even processed. It was, yes, I don't know how they even, you know, offered you the Google guaranteed program without charging you for the background.
Oh, because I was, I think I was a part of, because I did the Google guaranteed program, or I think because everything you asked for, they already had. They have my license, they have my insurance, they have my master's license, you know, they had a copy of everything. So everything that you said that they needed, they had it already.
Let me just see here.
So I don't know if they just said, you know what, you already kind of qualified for it, so we're not going to charge you again. I'm not really sure. I just remember talking to, you know, Perry about the Google lead service, the same thing you're talking about. And because my thing was, you know, like you said, it was kind of guaranteeing 13 leads, but I never received those 13. I mean, I didn't receive 13 leads in a month. I didn't get 13 leads in a month.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I do recall like one lead coming out, and they charged me for it. I'm like, why did they charge me for this one lead, Perry? Where I thought they just pull it from this $313. I mean, if I paid the $313, why don't they just pull it from that? Kind of thing is like, okay, anything they did, they're going to charge you that $24 to bring back for $313, you know? So it kind of makes sense. It's like, okay, because that has to be there from the pull from. So if they pull.
I think it works the way I told you initially, that how you get the 313, which is the minimum. And then if you use two leads the next month, you have to replenish that. And yes, then you're never using the full 313 leads that are in the bucket, right? If you decide to ever like pause or discontinue the program, which I guess there were notes on here that you had put the leads on pause and you wanted to go a different direction at that time. So had you not done it, I mean, you could definitely say, oh, the next month, like, hey, I don't want to replenish the leads. I just want to use the rest that I have, you know, and then they wouldn't charge you the extra. But it's like an escrow account.
Telling Perry to do. It's like I was like, if I got the 313, let me use that up so I can kind of see where this goes. But however it went, it was like it seemed like I always was, you know, because I don't mind if it's and I can't recall, but I recall getting that one lead. That's why that one lead kind of stuck out to me. I think I just
received it's such an exclusive program through Google. They have the requirements of us to have the minimum monthly budget. So that's probably why it works like that. It's not like it's local splash saying, oh, you have to pay us X amount each month in order to qualify for this. This is the rules that Google has to participate in that program. So, yeah, I mean, I could always, you know, have someone from that department call and reach out to you again and, you know, explain to you, you know, if you have more money in the budget and if so, if they can get that reinstated without you having to pay the application fee. But I think that, you know, that would be a much better route for you to go rather than spending like $1,500 a month in the Google ads, because then you're paying per click, even if it's somebody clicking on it trying to sell you something or someone clicking on it trying to drive your bill up because they're a competing company, you know?
Yes.
So that's why I think that this would be a much better option for you. But the main thing I want to do is get the local listing for the 129 reinstated, and that way you're paid in full until December 9th. And then I can have someone from that Google Guaranteed department reach out to you, and you guys can discuss whether you wanted to reinstate that portion of it or not.
Okay. And truthfully, if it brings business in, I think that was the reason why I kind of walked away from it. Because I think in 30 days, I think we just got that one call. And that was my issue. I'm like, you know, ain't no sense of me putting 313 into something and it's not being utilized, you know.
Yeah, but consider you paid the 313 plus the $24, but you didn't pay the $250 application fee. So it still seems like it would have been a win-win situation for you because it's a much better program. You know what I mean? So you paid $337 total, and it's exclusive. So, you know, that not everybody can qualify to be in that section with that green check mark next to their name, you know? So, so I'll do the 129 now and push the next billing out 30 days. And then if it helps you at all, I'll have someone from that department call you back. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I can kind of clarify and see what we're going to do. Cause I know we're going to eventually, you know, go in a certain route, but, I did like how, you know, we were getting some recognition in Houston, and
absolutely,
get some, you know, more calls in. But I am trying. My ultimate goal is like the original company I was telling you with. But I think the price was, it was either $1,200 or $1,500 because it was about 18 months ago. I think it was over to y'all guys, like, what was it, the January 21st or January 22nd? I can't really remember.
January 5th, you started working with us.
Oh, okay. Was it this year or last year?
It was this year.
Oh, okay. And, but we were getting, like, I think the lowest amount of calls we were getting, I think got to 33, but we was always averaging, except for that month, we were pushing around 60.
Okay. So if it was profitable for you and you also want to start running Google Ads, we're a premier partner to Google. So we have the best of the best Google Ads department. So you can put any amount of budget on there. You don't have to do 1500. You could say, hey, I want to do 300, right? And so we would charge you $4.29, which is your, you know, local subscription plus the ads. And we could run those wherever you like. So that might be an option for you because we're way below industry standard in our management fees, which is 25%. Most companies charge 35% for the management fees.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's something we could do too. But I think what the goal for today is just to get the account reinstated, right? And then you want to maybe consider putting some ads on or reinstating that Google Guaranteed once the technician calls you, right?
Give me 1 second, man. I don't know who this is. Okay. Yes, ma'am, but I'm, at the end of the day, like you said, I do want to get, you know, at least, but I guess the question is, cause, we may, at the end of the day, I think, I don't know if we're going to say, it's either going to be between you guys or the original company, cause right now we just need the volume, and the volume is what I'm looking for. So any, your guys, like I say, y'all guys got great customer service, so I know that one, you know, hands down.
Thank you. That's a nice compliment. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. But that's the one thing. But I'm thinking if it is $1,200, I would rather probably put that with y'all if I can get that volume the same as with them, you know?
Yep, you can. You can do any amount of ads that you want. And if you want to test it, you could put some money towards it right now, and then you'll see on your dashboard the results that you're getting from it because everything is stored. So if somebody clicks on it from Heath, Houston, Rockwall, Dallas, you'll be able to see not only where the click came from, but what keyword they typed in to find you. So all of that information would be stored on your client dashboard too, so you could track it. So some people do that. They'll start conservatively with a $300 budget, and then they do so well with it, the next month they increase it to $500 type thing, you know? Someone like you, since you've done it before and you know it works, you know, you might want to start with $1,000 from the get-go, you know, but whatever you're comfortable with, we can definitely do it for you. And we're handpicked by Google to be one of the companies that's certified to do it because we do it so well.
Roger that. And now I kind of know what, you know, strategy they were using to kind of get us there. I guess my one question is, you wouldn't know the answer to Tina because I don't think you first started with my account is, and I'm working on getting the original site back up, before I officially do anything. Well, I am going to officially do that past due so we can start, you know, doing stuff. But before I do that, I have another question for you. If we do go the other route, what is the deadline we need to, have everything done and canceled before we have to renew again?
So I'm going to reinstate your account now. And I actually noticed on your billing, this is why I don't have to do the second charge, is that your billing date is actually the 12th, which is why I told you to call by the 9th. So we're catching it in time. So you're going to be paid in full until December 12th. So just call by December 9th, same date as this month, if you wanted to cancel.
So we're still in our cancel window right now?
No, right now you would be charged another past due amount in 3 days, but we're catching it. So I'm not going to charge you the past due one from October 12th and the past due one for November 12th because that's going to happen in 3 days. Or 4 days, I'm just going to charge you the past due amount from October, and then I'm going to push the next billing out to December. So you're not going to pay for that one payment in the middle.
Oh, okay. But just like how you kind of gave me the deadline for this one, what would be the deadline for the next one?
December 9th.
December 9th?
Yep, so your billing date will be the 12th, but December 9th would be the best time to call if you wanted to deactivate or make any changes.
Roger that. So, yeah, let's get everything squared away and go from there. And I do have another question. As far as getting stuff squared away, would I be pretty much officially going through you, Tina?
So you can always call me, yeah, as a point of contact, and then I can put the ads on for you or get the Google Guaranteed reinstated and all of that. I may not be the one that would help you in the technical aspect of it. So once, for instance, you put ads on, then I would have that department reach out to you so that we make sure that they're being set up in the specific areas. You can control the times of day that the ads run, what you want on the ads. So all of the specifics, I would be, someone else would reach out to you, but I can definitely be the point of contact to get the ball rolling for all of it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Roger that. Roger that. Then, roger that. You know, I am ready when you are, Tina.
Okay, go ahead. I have the billing in front of me. I'm ready for the card number.
Yes, ma'am. 4,000.
Okay.
2,300.
Got it.
8,225.
Yes.
7,473.
Okay, expiration?
0926.
And the code on the back?
842.
Okay, and then let me get your authorization, and you will be good to go. And then do you still want me to check with that department for the Google Guaranteed and see, like, what it would take to get things going again and how many leads you have left in the hopper, so to speak?
Yes. I mean, yes, so that doesn't matter.
Might as well, right? Exactly. Yeah. Okay, you got it. So I'm going to get on top of that right now, and then let me just get your authorization, and then you should be good to go. We'll make sure everything processes here. Okay, it's saying invalid account number. I wonder if I typed it in wrong. Let me tell you what I have, and then you can tell me where I went wrong. Mm-hmm. Oops, I accidentally hit a button. Okay, just give it to me again. I remember it started with 4,000, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
2,300,
you said?
Yes, ma'am. 2,300.
Oh, got it.
8,225.
Uh-huh.
7,473.
Okay. 4,000, 2,300, 8,225, 7,473.
Yes, ma'am.
And the expiration one more time?
0926.
Okay, and 842 on the back?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let's try to get this one more time. I always say computers have a mind of their own, but this might have been a user error. But okay, I got the green light for you. So thank you so much for updating that, Clarence. And then I will reach out to that Google Guaranteed department, and then someone from that department will call you back to hopefully get that aspect reinstated, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I definitely appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great rest of your week too, Clarence.
Yes, ma'am. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.